Amen.
Amen.
This is the last day in the month of October. This is the last day of the 10th month. And I believe that if you know that God has been good to you, for you to see today, you need to lift up your voice and just appreciate it. Tell him you are grateful. Appreciate him. Sing to him. Talk to him. Celebrate him.
Thank you, Jesus. Give it to us.
Give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. Appreciate the King of Kings. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. He's wonderful. He's glorious. He's mighty. He's awesome.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name we have worshipped. Father, we thank you. For the month of January 2012, we say thank you. February, thank you. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. By faith, we thank you for November. By faith, we thank you for December. We thank you for year 2012. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for the greater things you yet do. Accept our thanks. Accept our praises. Accept our worship. Tonight, let us have an unusual encounter with you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are a believer, say louder, amen. You may please be seated. Tonight is an anointing service. So I will be very brief. Because after, as you have been anointed and you return back to your seat, we want you to begin to pray. Because the remaining 61 days in year
2012
must be days of breakthroughs for you. It must be the period when you will receive the answers to your prayers. If there are miracles that you have been expecting God
for,
I am joining my faith with yours that before the 31st December 2012, the Lord will give them to you. Anointing of the altar. In 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 22 to verse 53. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 22 to verse 53. Solomon prayed to dedicate the temple to the Lord. And among the prayers that he prayed, he said that if anyone comes into the presence of God and asks for forgiveness for any sin, he
says,
Father, forgive them. Is that if somebody has been losing battles and is tired of being a failure in the battle of life, if that person comes to the altar of God and ask God to turn the defeat to victory, he said God should answer. I am believing God for somebody here that because you are here tonight, every defeat in your life shall be converted to victory. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9 to 17. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9 to 17. Anna had been going to Shiloh for several years. She never knew how powerful Shiloh was. But one day, she left where her husband was. She left those that were mocking her. She went to the altar of God and she began to pour her heart out. You know how the story ended. Her barrenness was converted to fruitfulness. As many as come here tonight, before you came, we are prayed that every barrenness in your life, they shall be converted to fruitfulness. In 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 14 to verse
19.
2 Kings chapter 19, verse
14
to verse
19.
The enemy wrote a letter to a king called
Ezekiah.
And they told him, What is giving you confidence? We have a bigger army than you. We have surrounded you on every side. You don't have any food. And yet, you are still confident. What is giving you confidence? If you think there is a God that can deliver you, you must be joking. Then she started mentioning various idols that they have defeated. And they compared Jehovah God to the
idols.
And Ezekiah took the letter. And he took it to the house of God and said, God, this letter is not directed to me. And he placed the letter on the altar of God. And you know what happened. Within 24 hours, the enemy surrendered. I am prophesying into the life of somebody here that people have been asking you, where is the God you are serving? You keep going to Jacob's service. You keep going to prayer meetings. You keep going to the house of God. Where is that God you are serving? I am prophesying into your life that God will give you a miracle that will silence all your
mothers.
In Zechariah, in Luke chapter 1, verse 5 to verse 13. Luke chapter 1, verse 5 to verse 13. There was a man of God there called
Zechariah.
He had been ministering in the temple for several years. And he was believing God for the fruit of the womb. On this particular day, he saw an angel standing by the altar. And the angel just told him. He said, your wife has already passed the age of child bearing.
He's
going to conceive. And he gave her to a child. And he doubted. And the angel said, well, because you doubted, you are going to be dumb until this word comes to pass. And you know what happened? The unbelievable happened. When the wife Elizabeth conceived, she was so surprised that she was hiding herself in the house. That is it still possible? I join my faith with the faith of somebody here. That in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, miracles that people have declared impossible in your life, before 31st December, 2012, God will do it in your life. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 10. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 10. A man was standing at the gate, crippled man was at the gate, all beautiful. And Peter was just going for prayers. And this man asked him to give him hands. And he told him, It says silver and gold. I don't have to give you. Many of the problems that we present to God, money cannot solve them. Only God can solve them. But there is a name. There is a name. At the mention of that name, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things underneath the heart. Peter used that name and he told this man to rise up and begin to walk. And what that man had been unable to do for several years, instantly he jumped up. He was walking. He was leaping. And he was praising God. He was walking. He was leaping. And he was praising God. I believe God. For everyone who can shout three powerful amen, that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, before the end of this year, a miracle that will make you to walk, to be leaping, to be jumping, to be praising God, shall be yours in the name of Jesus. Amen. The altar of God represents the presence of God. Because you are here tonight, I want you to lift your faith to a higher level. As you pray from any angle, stretching your hand towards the altar, or facing the altar, I want you to picture yourself in the presence of God. I will give us certain prayer points. And then you begin to talk to the Almighty God. I want to ask you for a special favor tonight. Please ask God for something that, humanly speaking, is impossible. I am pleading with you to please ask God for things that, humanly speaking, even when you yourself you are asking it, your faith is telling you, your senses are telling you, are you sure that 61 days is not too short? Tell that your senses to keep quiet. It is God I am talking to. I am not looking at my senses. Because for several people here tonight who can believe God, the God with whom nothing shall be impossible, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, what you thought cannot happen, miracles you cannot believe can happen, before this year ends, you will have that miracle. If you are here tonight and you are yet to give your life to Jesus, I implore you, surrender your life to Him. Is the only solution we can offer you. We have nothing that is going to cost you money. We have no special sacrifices that you need to give. But there is something that is available free for you. The blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. And tonight, you have that opportunity to surrender your life to Him. If you are a backslider, you need to come back to Jesus. You need to come back home. You need to come back to a father who cares. He's calling and he's waiting for you. Shall we be on our feet standing? Shall we be? Please stand. I want you to begin to appreciate the Almighty God. Begin to appreciate the King of Kings. If you are here, you are yet to be saved. Right where you are. Surrender your life to Jesus now. Ask him to forgive you your sins. Tell him, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I accept you. I invite you into my heart. To come into my heart tonight. To reign. I surrender my life to you. If you're a backslider, tell him, Lord, I come back to you tonight. Please forgive me of all my wickedness. Forgive me of all my backsliding. I come back to you tonight. I want you to begin to appreciate the Almighty God tonight. Begin to thank the King of Kings. Begin to thank the Lord of Lords. Begin to appreciate the Almighty God for what God is going to do in your life.
Efi more ya fun edupe lowo re. Ye da ba samba la ba.
I want you to thank God for his faithfulness.
I
appreciate him for his faithfulness. I want us to pray some prayers together now. Appreciate him. Appreciate him before you pray at all. Appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate him.
Ole, shed you be at his solo. Eja dupe le ware.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Oruko Jesu Christi.
I want you to believe God as you pray this prayer now. Say, Father, by this anointing, destroy every obstacle on my path to success and breakthrough. In your mighty name, Jesus Christ. By this anointing tonight, destroy every obstacle. Every obstacle.
On
my path. Every obstacle on my path. To success and breakthrough. By this anointing tonight. Let every obstacle on my way be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Every obstacle be totally destroyed. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, by this anointing, destroy every form of stagnation, every form of delay in any area of my life. In the name of Jesus, let the yoke of delay be destroyed. Let the yoke of stagnation be destroyed. Tonight, every yoke of delay, every yoke of stagnation, let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Totally destroyed. Completely destroyed. Enough for standing in one place. Every yoke of delay, let them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Tell God that by this anointing, by this anointing, let my progress be accelerated. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let my progress be accelerated. By this anointing, let my progress be accelerated. Let my blessings be accelerated. Let my breakthroughs be accelerated. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by this anointing, Lord, let my breakthroughs be accelerated. In Jesus' name we pray. If I were you, I would pray this prayer aggressively. I want you to say it aggressively. Say whatever and whosoever wants to stop me, Father, frustrate and stop them. In the mighty name of Jesus, whoever and whatsoever wants to stop my progress in life, wants to stop my journey in life, Father, frustrate. Father, stop them. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, frustrate them. Father, stop them. In the name of Jesus Christ, frustrate and stop them in the name of Jesus. Whoever and whatsoever wants to stop me, Father, stop them and stop them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We have four more prayers to pray, and then we'll begin the anointing service. Say, Father, keep sorrow, keep failure, keep lack, keep tragedy far away from me and my household. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, keep sorrow, keep tragedy, failure, defeat, Jacob Gina, see, lay me near Rukola Jesu. La Olua, go keep them far away from their house. You want Gina, see, lay Olua Jacob,
keep them away.
Hello, Boburu. Jacob Gina,
keep them away. Keep them away forever.
Jacob Gina, see, lay me.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Near Rukola Jesu Christine,
say, my Father, move me to my promised land before the end of this year. I don't know what your own promised land is, but
tell God,
before the end of this year, move me to my promised land. Move me to my promised land. Move me and my house to my promised land. Move me to my promised land. In the name of Jesus.
Emi ati ebi mi mu me lo sile lori Oluwa ni oruko Jesu emi ati ile idile mi Oluwa mu wa lo sile
lori in Jesus name we pray.
Kola Jesu ko si ni agbadura.
Brethren, this remaining two prayer points before the anointing service begins, pray it seriously. Pray it passionately. Listen to this prayer. Say, Father, let my hand possess the miracles that my heart desires for this year 2012. Let me possess them. Every miracle my heart desires for year 2012. Let my hand possess them. Let me possess them permanently before the end of this year. Let me possess them. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let me possess them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, let me end this year gloriously and with celebration. In the name of Jesus Christ, let me end this year gloriously
and with celebration. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me hear this year gloriously. And with celebration. In every area of my life. Let me hear this year gloriously. And with celebration. In every area of my life. In the name of Jesus. Let me hear this year. Gloriously. And with celebration in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ati ju ati erin ni oruko Jesu je n pari odun
yin in Jesus mighty name we pray. In Jesus mighty name we pray.
Oruko nla Jesu Christi ni agbadura.
We are starting the anointing service now.
A ma bere fororo yan bayi.
The ushers, we have to follow my direction slightly.
Awon eso won ma da.
I want the men of God that are going to be anointing us to be standing on this altar.
I want to buy
from different parts of this altar. Please just stand on different sections of this altar. We want to do it very fast. The ushers, we direct.